The Oscar nominations are out, and Netflix is celebrating. The studio received 15 nominations, 10 alone for Roma, Alfonso Cuarón's black and white film about a year in the life of a middle-class family in Mexico, which was nominated for Best Picture and Best Foreign Language Film and is tied with The Favorite for most nominations overall. Other nominees for Best Picture, Black Panther, BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Green Book, A Star is Born, and Vice. Let's take a closer look with John Horn, host of the KPCC show, The Frame. John, good to talk to you again.
Happy to be on the show.
And talk Netflix first. Place that in context for us.
Well, I think the important number right here is Roma's theatrical box office revenues. Zero. They have not reported any box office on this film because most theaters wouldn't take the film because it was on the streaming service. And yet, it is tied for the most nominations with 10. Now, Netflix has spent billions of dollars producing and acquiring content and tens of millions of dollars on its Oscar campaign. And it's clearly, you know, yielded some results. They did not make Roma. They acquired it when it was close to being finished. But still, to have the most nominations of any film and to have 15 nominations total, which is more than they've had in the previous 4 years combined, is quite an achievement.
Okay, so keep an eye on Netflix. But let's talk about Roma. I mean, it's also important to say it's a beautiful film inspired by women that writer-director Alfonso Cuarón knew in his childhood. You talked with him on your show, The Frame. Here he is speaking about his camera work.
I tried the camera to be as objective as, not even objective. It's almost like a ghost that is observing, looking at the past. And gliding through the past, that's the reason I wanted the camera to be very steady even when it moves, not having any shaky kind of situation. I wanted to feel more as if it's haunting you.
And that's what the film does. And talk, John, about the woman at the center of it. She plays a housekeeper. We understand she just kind of wandered into the auditions and has been nominated now for Best Actress.
Yeah, her name is Yalitza Aparicio. She didn't know anything about Hollywood. She didn't know anything about Alfonso Cuarón. In fact, when she first met Alfonso Cuarón, her family was concerned that he was involved in human trafficking. And she had not studied acting. What Alfonso was looking for is somebody who looked like the woman who cared for him while he was growing up. And Yalitza is not only an incredible performer, but I think she really embodied the person that Alfonso was trying to conjure from his memory. And I think it's worth noting, too, that in the supporting actress category, Marina de Tavira, who plays the mother in the story, was not expected to be nominated, and she was as well. This is an incredibly personal film to Alfonso. As he just said, he shot it as if it was a ghost. It was, I think, a difficult movie for him to write. It was a difficult movie for him to shoot because it was so much about his childhood. And yet, it's an incredibly beautiful film, and it's so specific to his life. And I think so many people read into it experiences from their own life that it's follows the adage, the more specific you can be, the more universal your work can become.
So again, the star of Roma, Yalitza Aparicio, now nominated for Best Actress, along with Olivia Colman from The Favorite, one of our favorites, Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Glenn Close for The Wife. She plays Joan, the wife of Joe, a famous novelist, played by Jonathan Pryce. He wins the Nobel Prize. She starts to rethink her life. Let's listen to a scene where he confronts her. They're about to go to a function, and she's been out all day.
You've been smoking? I can smell it.
I went into a cafe, and it was filled with smoke.
Ugh. You've been drinking, too?
Yeah, I had a vodka.
In the middle of the day?
Yes, Joe, in the middle of the day.
You know, Johnny, you can't be doing this. You can't be showing up at functions with alcohol on your breath.
You are the star of the big show, so why would anyone possibly care?
What the hell has gotten into you?
I don't like to be lectured to. I'm not a child.
What has gotten into you? Who do you see as the front runner in this race for Best Actress?
Well, it has been Glenn Close, I think, in a lot of ways. But given all the attention that Roma is getting, I think you can't discount Yalitza. The other thing that I think is worth noting is The Favorite tied with Roma for the best, for the most nominations with 10. Olivia Colman is nominated in this category for playing the queen in the film. The fact that a movie like The Favorite, which is certainly unconventional, it's a period film told in a distinctive way by its director, Yorgos Lanthimos, the fact that it has as many nominations as Roma, I think, is really reflective reflective of the way that the Academy itself is changing. Over the last several years, the Academy has added more than 1,000 new members, almost all of them much younger, much more diverse than the veteran voters. And I think the fact that they're recognizing the favorite, Glenn Close, is a kind of a classic, kind of old school Oscar pick in terms of performance. But I think if you look more deeply into that category, and certainly in supporting actress, where both Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz are nominated for the favorite, you start to see how the tastes of the Academy are shifting as newer members are joining the ranks.
By the way, also in actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams for Vice, Regina King, If Beale Street Could Talk, and you mentioned the three other nominees. But what about Best Actor? Bradley Cooper is nominated for A Star Is Born, but he wasn't for director. Are you surprised?
Yeah, I think that's, in fact, very bad news for the Best Picture prospects of A Star Is Born. Typically, you need to do a couple of things to win the Best Picture Oscar, and that is you have to be nominated as director of the film, and you have to be nominated for editing. Star Is Born was not nominated for directing or editing. I think that hurts its chances a lot. I think this is Christian Bale's prize to lose. He stars in Vice that got a lot of attention, including Best Picture, and I think in a mild surprise, Best Director for Adam McKay. So I would say Christian Bale for playing Dick Cheney in Vice is probably the person to beat. Although Bohemian Rhapsody keeps chugging along, This is not a movie that was critically embraced. It has been a global hit. Rami Malek was nominated for playing Freddie Mercury in the film. Bohemian Rhapsody was nominated for Best Picture. Everybody discounts this film, and it keeps doing incredibly well, even with prominent critics' organizations.
Well, you mentioned Rami Malek. You spoke with him. He's been talking a lot about the prosthetics, including the teeth. Let's listen.
You know, I needed the teeth. The teeth were something. That was a first moment when I thought, oh, I never thought I looked like him, but this is going to help. This is going to help immensely. It was something that Freddie was very insecure about, and I wore them from day one. I felt insecure, but I felt a little bit closer to him.
Yeah. So there's Rami Malek. As you say, that film, Bohemian Rhapsody, just keeps getting awards and press, but so does Green Book. And I want to mention that Viggo Mortensen from Green Book is also in the Best Actor category, along with Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. We mentioned the other nominees. And Mahershala Ali, nominated for actor in a supporting role for Green Book. Green Book, there's been a lot of controversy. Peter Farrelly, the director, kind of co-creator, had to apologize for some of his ridiculous sophomoric sexual harassment behavior years ago. The family of Don Shirley, the real jazz artist at the center of the film, says it's not really as true as it claims. But yet, Green Book keeps barreling along.
Yeah, and that's not the only controversy on this film. Nick Vallelonga, who co-wrote it and co-produced it, the story is based on his father's life traveling with Don Shirley, the jazz pianist. And Nick Vallelonga had to apologize for recommending and commenting on a tweet that President Trump put out falsely claiming that Muslims were celebrating the streets of New Jersey on 9/11. And yet this film won another huge award over this past weekend. It won the Best Picture Prize from the Producers Guild of America, which has a very good track record of predicting the Best Picture winners. I think audiences like this film a lot more than critics do. It's certainly been polarizing. There's been a complaint that it's kind of a white man's version of what it looks like to suffer racial discrimination. That said, it just keeps going along. And there's a lot of people who really like this film, and I wouldn't count it out yet.
Well, and there are a lot of people in Oscar world trying to diversify, and they may be willing to, you know, look away from the criticism because it is kind of a feel-good racial story, which they may want to embrace. Talk about that, the Academy diversifying itself, or trying to.
Well, I think the Academy is always looking to honor movies that it thinks are not only well-made, but also have something to say. And I think that's why a movie like Star is Born is probably not in a good place right now. But if you look at movies like Black Panther, certainly Black Klansman, Spike Lee's film, you look at Green Book, Mahershala Ali, I think, by the way, is going to win the Supporting Actor Academy Award for playing Don Shirley in the film. But yes, these are important movies about important ideas, even if there are problems surrounding them, much more in the case of Green Book than Black Klansman. So I do think the Academy likes to honor films that have something to say and that are important today. And that, I think, is very much in Green Book's favor right now.
Yeah, especially with 1,000 new members who are younger and more diverse. That's John Horn, host of the KPCC show, The Frame. John, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And the Oscars will be handed out on February 24th. Ready the snacks.